Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a new study says Delta has the best frequent flyer program. We'll tell you how they came to that conclusion. And Southwest says they aren't adding basic economy fares to their system.
The latest addition to the Travel Channel schedule is a program called Trip Testers. And at 3:20, we sit down and talk to Jeff Miller and Jason Kessler about their brand new show.
At 3:35, our old friend Ed Perkins calls to make you a smarter traveler, sharing six cruise ship scams you should never fall for.
At 3:50, we put on our entertainment hats and introduce you to the latest community theater, the Actors Playpen, and tell you about their very first show.
That sounds somewhat provocative,
yeah,
the Actors
Playpen.
Yes, from TV shows to cruise ship tips to community theater. We are on the move today, and why not? After all, we are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And a little disclaimer at the very beginning of the program. If you've been listening during the week, we had a tease that said we were going to take you to take you to Hawaii and show you around. But,
it didn't really happen. Actually, our Hawaii interviews just couldn't quite come through for us this week. So next week, we will take you to Hawaii. This week, we have 55 minutes of absolute gibberish to share with you. No, I'm only kidding. Actually, we have lots of really good stuff. Ed Perkins is coming on here. He wrote an article about that I thought was kind of cool. Six things that you should, cruise ship scams that you shouldn't fall for. And so he's going to talk to us about that. You have got an interview this week with some guys from the Travel Channel, have a brand new program that's running at 11 o'clock at night on Mondays.
Yeah, the Trip Testers. All I can think about is why you and I are not the Trip Testers. I mean, we certainly have been, but we just failed to think about making that into
what I do for a living.
A, yes, that
is
would be
going
a,
out and
testing trips.
And making sure that this
you
trip
just,
was yeah.
You just forgot to bring along your camera crew.
I guess so. I think we missed one there.
It's a really interesting interview, and I think we talk about it, but it took about 3 years from the time that the idea popped into their heads and they shot the pilot before they found somebody that would pick it up. So, it sounds easy, but there's a lot of dedication and a lot of hard work that goes into convincing someone to carry any kind of a program.
You know what a friend told me? That the one thing standing in our way between moving us from radio to television?
Oh, boy.
He said, both you and Tom have a face for radio.
Yes.
That's the bad news.
All right. We've got a whole bunch of, Mark says he has 101.
Whole bunch.
101 pages of travel news. So with that being said, it's time for the travel news, as we always do at the top of the show. Mark, what
here
you got?
We go. Wallet Hub has done a survey and says that Delta has the best mileage program out there. In order, they proclaim Delta actually to be about 10% above, according to this. They had 23 different weightings that they gave, and you could question whether or not those were the same weightings that are important to you. But nonetheless, according to their thing, Delta scored a 61. The next one on their list on a 100-point scale was Alaska with a 54. So that means Delta was 10% above everyone else. Then you've got Alaska, Hawaiian, United, American, Virgin America, Southwest, JetBlue, and then three airlines that don't serve Sacramento: Sun Country, Frontier, and Spirit. No surprise that those three are at the bottom. But anyway, at least according to that program, Delta has the best frequent flyer program. Marriott would like you to know that they have upgraded their mobile app. It allows you now to communicate directly to hotel staff your special needs. It's available now for over 400 hotels. Here's one for you, Mr. Romano. Aren't you a Sheraton Four Points guy?
I turn my microphone on. Yes, yeah. Yes, I am a Sheraton SPG guy, and we stay at the Four Points. They're clean. Their one in San Antonio is real new.
Uh-huh. And, yeah. Well, you're going to get a deal. Are you staying at one next month when you're traveling, or this month?
We are. We're going to be there for Rodeo Week, which is going on, starts now.
Have I got a deal for you?
All right, let's hear it. What
do
we got?
Step right up here, Mr. Romano and family. We've got at Sheraton Four Points. At any Sheraton Four Points that's participating between now and the end of March, breakfast is $1.
$1. Yeah.
That's... Never mind that most of the other hotels in that level are free, but Sheraton, Four Points, they charge, but it's only $1 until the end of March.
All right.
All righty. Let's see here. We were talking about Delta. Speaking of Delta, Airbnb, you can get triple Delta miles for Airbnb stays until the end of April. And if you are an Airbnb host, you can also get some extra incentives. Those last until Halloween of next year and include bonus miles for host earnings. So you can sign up, and bookings must be made through the dedicated DeltaAirbnb.com web page. Hilton is giving a 2,000-point bonus per stay between now and April the 30th for members of the Hilton Honors Program. And if you book on your Hilton Honors app web app, yes, mm-hmm. you can get an extra 500 points. Bonuses are just flowing all over the place. Can you tell that it's a bit of an off-season for travel? Yes, they're trying to incentivize all of these things across my desk. And when Southwest says no to basic economy fares, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly said last week that his carrier has no interest in dividing its cabins into multiple levels of service.
Now, how would they do that anyway? Everything is the same.
The whole free bags and no change fees becomes a very powerful component of our service, and we don't feel like we need to change anything. Every other competitor, they lavish attention. I thought this was kind of an interesting comment, because this really does tell you the difference between Southwest and the other airlines, and I think more and more people are noticing this. This is from the Southwest CEO, Gary Kelly, quote, "Every other competitor, they lavish attention on elite customers and ignore the rest. That is our biggest opportunity because we don't ignore anybody."
Very good.
And
smart.
I would, as a frequent flyer of Southwest and other carriers, I would have to agree that indeed that is true, that Southwest pretty much treats everybody the same. All right. Airlines are offering Wi-Fi more than ever now, but according to a new report by Route Happy, you should be very careful about using Wi-Fi on airplanes. According to them, according to the Transportation Administration and the Government Accountability Office, they have all concluded that Wi-Fi on planes is lacking in cybersecurity against any kind of protection against hacks of their own system, and people using it on Wi-Fi on airplanes should use it at their own risk.
Wow. Never really thought much about it.
I didn't either. But if you're thinking about paying bills or doing banking or financial transactions or something while you're up in the sky, unless your email is encrypted in some way, I'm going to suggest that maybe that might not be such a good idea. All right. Here is kind of a sad story. Tom, you remember we had a gentleman on the air with us, I believe it's been about a year and a half ago, from the Anaheim White House, restaurant owner named Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Had a real heavy accent.
Yes, absolutely.
He owned the Bruno Serrato. He owned the Anaheim White House. And Bruno, if you remember, had a program where he fed children in the community up to 1,500, which is a lot of people.
Per day.
Every single night. And they had another program where they were giving... where they fixed up families with apartments. They paid their deposits or their first month mm-hmm. rents or something
gave
like that.
Gave them the opportunity to get off the street and get into
true housing.
Yeah,
and they had housing. Done this for like, I think it was around 60 families when we last checked in with them. Well, sad story, the 1909 colonial-style mansion that was converted into a restaurant burned to the ground a week ago Saturday night.
Oh, no.
And by the time the fire department got there, it was completely engulfed. He is planning on rebuilding the restaurant, and I don't have any updates on how they're getting by, but I will tell you that people have contributed. This is a restaurant, remember. This is he's mm-hmm. got insurance and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But in order to help out the employees and to help keep the food program going while this is all going on, people as of today had contributed $133,000. So there is a GoFundMe page. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a link to it, and you can read all about it. But this guy really did some very good things in his community, and it's heartwarming to see the community rising to him.
We might want to see if we can reach out to Bruno and have him back on, see what we can do.
That would be a great idea. I will make a note of that. If your phone, speaking of things that are on our TravelGuysRadio.com website, if your phone is lost or stolen while traveling, we have a whole list of things there at TravelGuysRadio.com that it just gives you kind of a list, tells you about how you can erase your phone, when you should erase it, because in some cases erasing it means you can no longer track it. We all have the Find My Phone thing on our phones, right? And
right.
If we don't, you should. About contacting your carrier and the importance of filing a police report and all of those kinds of things, go to TravelGuysRadio.com and you can see the entire list there along with links to everything on today's program.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if they did. If you did a little bit of surveying, you would find that's one of the most common places for people to leave their phone behind.
Yeah,
is on a plane.
I would
out of their pocket. You know,
oh, absolutely.
It's happened to people I know.
Absolutely. Here's the good news from Alaska Airlines for the next year. Now, Wi-Fi access isn't free on Alaska flights, but for the rest of the year, you can use their in-flight Wi-Fi to send and receive unlimited texts for free. There's the answer to having phone conversations on a plane.
Absolutely.
You allow people to send texts. And you don't allow them to add to the general clutter of the airspace there by having them doing phone calls. But texts are free on Alaska Airlines for a year. JetBlue, speaking of free, JetBlue now announces that they are the only airline with free high-speed Wi-Fi at every seat on every flight. Think about that the next time you shell out $8 on United. Here are the airports with the best Wi-Fi, speaking of Denver, Philadelphia, Seattle, Tacoma, Dallas, Miami, LaGuardia, Chicago, Newark, New York JFK, all the New York airports in the top 10. That's interesting. Houston, Detroit, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Boston, Phoenix, Minneapolis, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Orlando, Atlanta, Sacramento, not mentioned in the top 20 with the best public Wi-Fi. Denver and Philadelphia at the top.
Now, remember, we talked about this. One of the reasons that you get all this free and upgraded and super fast Wi-Fi, particularly on the planes, and probably in the airports as well, is to distract you from the high fare and uncomfortable seat and crappy service that you're getting the rest of the time. So there.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Tom Romano speaking there, in case you work for an airline and would like to send him a note. If you don't have TSA PreCheck, you might want to get it now. TSA has announced that they are going to start to reduce the number of people who are randomly allocated into the TSA PreCheck line. Tom is shaking his head.
I've been getting the sliding through with the pre-TSA just right there at the top of my boarding pass every time I fly lately.
Until now, the TSA has often ushered some non-pre-check travelers into pre-check lanes on a flight-by-flight basis, either by way of boarding pass or by way of someone at the head of the TSA lane. But that is going to stop happening. No. Enough people have applied for TSA pre-check now that they feel like that it can stand on its own. So you may not get it for free as often as you did. And I have about 27 more things here, but we are truly out of time for the travel news. I'll try to get to these things later in the day.
All right. We are the Travel Guys. By the way, go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can follow along with all the nonsense that we have here on this show every week. All right. Coming up, brand new program on the Travel Channel. It's called Trip Testers. We visit with the stars right after this. Welcome, everyone. Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And it's time again for another special guest from the Travel Channel. Brand new series started up. I love this name. We could have called, instead of being the Travel Guys, we should have been the Trip Testers. But instead, it's Jason Kessler and Jeff Miller. They're the Trip Testers every Monday. Look like back-to-back series almost every time, 11 to 11:30, both East and West Coast. Guys, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks so much
for having us.
Okay, let's give the folks a little bit of background, what little I know, and then you can fill in the blanks. Jeff Miller, senior city editor for Thrill List in L.A., Jason Kessler, freelance food and travel writer, and these guys have been friends for a long, long time. So not only you know, and good friends, but good friends that get to work together. Why don't we start off, tell our listeners where this idea for Trip Testers came along and what the series is about.
So Jeff and I have been traveling together for a long time, as you mentioned, and we get to go on these great trips as we're researching stories. And we've done one kind of epic, legendary trip about 4 or 5 years ago to Vegas, where in one day we raced exotic cars, had a 6-course sushi lunch, went up in fighter jets to play laser tag, then came back and had a 12-course dinner. And we thought this would make a great TV show.
That's amazing. You know, I after all of that, and particularly the laser tag and the jets, I don't know if I could have handled the 12-course meal. So you guys basically thought of Trip Testers yourselves.
Yeah, Jason really sort of came up with the concept, brought it to me. We brought it to a production company. And 3 years later, we were on TV. It was a long road to get here, but it was incredible that it happened.
Well, congratulations. Now, who came up with the name Trip Tester?
Travel Channel.
Yeah, Travel Channel. We sent a huge list of names, and I'm sure they workshopped them and came back and said, hey, Trip Testers is the name of your show. And we said, awesome.
I love it. I think it just says it all. Now, basically what you guys are doing here, you're exploring how to make the most of a vacation by determining if activities at the country's most popular vacation destinations live up to their hype. And, you know, I think every traveler, that's always the question. That's always the concern. You know, is this going to be as much fun as they say, and is it worth the dollars? Now, you started off, the show started on Monday the 6th, and you had a couple of episodes, and one I'm very interested in. Tell me a little bit about your Vegas Baby episode, and was the zip line down Fremont Street, which I've looked at but never done, worth it?
I would say the zip line down Fremont Street is 100% worth it. First off, it's really fun. You get to go Superman style, which you don't get to do on most zip lines. You're usually sitting down, so you really get a better view than you do on most zip lines. It's $45, which for sort of an adventure thing on vacation is pretty inexpensive, and that's the most expensive. So depending on the time of day, it can be anywhere from $25 to $45. And though it's only a couple minutes long, it is a really long zip line. I've done many of them around the world, and I had a great time. It was Jason's first zip line, but for me, I had a great time.
If you just joined us, you're listening to the Travel Guys here on KFBK. Our guests, Jason Kessler and Jeff Miller, hosts of the new Travel Channel show, Trip Testers. Just kind of an overview. You guys have done a lot of episodes. Many of them have not aired as of yet. And I don't want to give a whole lot away. But either one of you, Jeff or Jason, you decide who wants to go first. Your biggest surprise, meaning, you know, the one particular thing that you went to do and it was way more fun than and a better experience than you thought it would be.
So Jason and I, neither of us had ever been to San Antonio before we shot for the show. And we sort of went in a little skeptical. We didn't really know what to expect. And it ended up being one of our favorite cities that we had gone to. It's so much fun there. There's so much to do. The food there was incredible. We had amazing breakfast tacos. We got to go to the rodeo and have steaks at the rodeo before learning how to ride a mechanical bull. And it was just a really classic American city. And it's so much more than just the Alamo. I feel like people go there on vacation. They know the Alamo. They know the history. But it really is a vibrant, lively city outside of that, too. We had such a good time there.
The other question is, biggest letdown?
I've got to say the biggest letdown also was San Antonio, because we went go-karting in San Antonio, and I went into the go-kart race thinking that I was going to emerge the winner. And I had so much confidence. Jason hadn't raced a go-kart since he was a kid. I had done it recently. And to say that I got trounced would really be a disservice to getting trounced. I almost got laughed. He destroyed me. And having to sort of live that down for the rest of the trip might be my biggest letdown of the entire series.
Jeff is the more adventurous of the two of us, so he really has to convince me to do a lot of the adventure activities. But we have since found out that once I'm convinced, if it involves driving, I'm going to be better.
True.
Well, there you go. One of the places we talk a lot about on the Travel Guys, and probably because it's so close to us here in Northern California, and that is the weird and wonderful Portland. I know you've got you've got that episode coming up on the 20th. Was Portland as weird as people say it is for you?
You know, I don't think of Portland as weird so much as just unique. You know, Portland loves being Portland, and that's what I love about it. Everything is so craft-driven, and we went to the Multnomah Whiskey Library, and they have 1,000 different whiskeys, and I don't think you can find a whiskey library anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, we had a really incredible time up there. We also got to try sculling, which is like those really narrow rowboats that they use at the Olympics. And we found out that narrow rowboats are great for narrow people, and neither of us are narrow people. So we had a pretty difficult time with those. I think it's going to be really fun to watch, but it was really tough to do.
You got to know, you know, that people hate you because... Because of what you do, and you know, I mean, jealousy and envy is just human nature. And to have a job where your job is to go out and trip test, if you will, experience these things and bring it back is got to be a dream job. Guys, is there anything else you want to tell folks about the trip testers that I didn't ask you about before I let you go?
I mean, all I would say is that we had an incredible time going on vacation for this show. And we want everybody to come on vacation with us.
Yeah, we absolutely, it was a blast to do, and hopefully it's a blast to watch, too.
Jason Kessler and Jeff Miller, the hosts of Trip Testers. That's 11 p.m. every Monday on the Travel Channel. Guys, look, one last thing. If for any reason you can't make an episode, you call Mark and I, the Travel Guys. We'll be happy to step in for you.
We've got you on speed dial, so we're ready to do it.
Awesome. You rock. Thanks so much. We are the Travel Guys. More to come.
And more to come right after the news here on KFBK. 6 cruise scams you should never fall for. Ed Perkins joins us live from Ashland, Oregon to make you a smarter traveler. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK.
Country roads, take me home.
John Denver on the Travel Guys, special guests, sort of, kind of. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. That's him and that's me, and we're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark?
Yeah, I was just kind of taken back by your thing there. I thought maybe, well, you know, you were going to introduce John Denver or something like that. Just,
as a special guest. Now, that'll be in the Travel Guys
no
radio program
anymore.
In the big sky someday.
In the big sky, yes.
You think they have radio shows in heaven? Ever stop to think about
speaking
that?
Speaking of heaven.
Yes.
We have on the line with us now Ed Perkins, who is calling us from a place that some people consider heaven, Ashland, Oregon. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Ed.
Hi, Mark. It's always glad to be with you.
Hey, welcome. How are things in Ashland? Is there snow on the ground up there?
No. We had snow on the ground, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But it only lasted a couple of days, and it's long gone.
Have you guys had any flooding problems up there in southern Oregon or anything? Or?
Minor. Not anywhere near as bad as California's been hit.
Now, we were just talking during the break here, Ed, that Orville Dam, as we speak right now, stands at 101% of capacity, which I have a hard time understanding how a dam can be at 101% of capacity, because it seems like the 1% would just flow over the top. But
well, it depends on where they mark the top.
Well, I would, you know, I think you're right there, Ed. They probably, being smart dam watchers, is they do mark it a few feet below and say, that's it.
That's
have a little headroom there.
Just a little leeway.
Well,
yeah, we've got more water down here, Ed, than we know what to do with. Other than maybe Tom's coffee cup, everything that would hold water in Northern California is full.
That's what I see.
Yeah. If you fly in, you'd think that to yourself, gosh, a seaplane could make a better landing here in Northern California than.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of all these damn stories, you know?
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it rained for I don't know how many days in a row, but this is the 1-2 count 'em third day in a row it hasn't rained.
Damn.
And some people are pretty ecstatic about that. Ed Perkins is still writing some great stuff on the internet, and I found one of your things here, Ed, a couple of days ago. 6 cruise scams you should never fall for. And when I went through them, I thought, by golly, he has absolutely nailed it. You picked 6 things here that really a lot of people are taking cruises these days. I was in Fort Lauderdale a couple weeks ago, jumping off for a Key West tour that we take, and folks were just streaming in and out of that airport. So the cruise business is in good shape. And you have some real tips here that will help folks. The first thing on your list is the free cruise scam. What is the free cruise scam?
It's a runaway winner as far as cruise scams are concerned. This is the one where you get a letter that says you have been selected or you have won a free Bahamian cruise. And it's all downhill from there. If you accept it, what you're looking for is, first of all, you will find that it really isn't free because they tack on a lot of fees and taxes, including some fees that are not government fees at all, just stuff that goes to the promoter. You're likely to have to sit through maybe an all-day high-pressure timeshare presentation, either for property in the Bahamas or more likely property in Florida or timeshares in Florida. And even when you get on the ship, it's not going to be the love boat. It's going to be an obsolete ship, and some people report the ship they had was without air conditioning. Some people said it was just really an excursion boat that went over the very short distance from Miami or Lauderdale over to Bimini or Freeport. And then if it's an extra day or two of land accommodations, it's in the Roach Motel. So, and beyond that, since everything is so bad, they keep telling me, oh, well, you can upgrade to a better cabin, a better land accommodation. All you have to do is pay us. So the net result is that it's a loser for just about anybody who gets suckered into this. And as I say, if you Google cruise scams, the first 1,000 reports or so you're going to get are about this one.
Now, you also mentioned on your list here, Ed, about scams that happen when you get off the cruise ship and you're on shore and the things that can happen to you, many of them on the cruise dock.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the taxi scams are not limited to cruises by any means, but you find them anywhere that people are willing to take advantage of tourists, and they know there are going to be a bunch of gullible tourists on board. And the typical thing is that you tell them you want to go someplace to some exhibit or museum or something you've heard of, and they manage to take you 10 miles for a one-mile trip. And, I mean, they do this everywhere, but particularly I've heard a lot of it in the Caribbean. There's also a new one, apparently, that somebody will be right on the dock and say, taxi, taxi, mm-hmm. and you think they're the driver. So you hand them your baggage, and the guy schleps your baggage for a few hundred feet and then hands you over to a real taxi driver. By the way, first he collects the fee, and then he holds you over to the real taxi driver who says he has nothing to do with this first guy. So
you end up paying twice.
What
about sightseeing tours when you get shore excursions, per se? Is that a danger area on some cruises?
Yeah, it is. And you have the problem of the cruise line usually sells its own shore excursions. And whatever else goes bad, if you're on a cruise-sponsored shore excursion, the cruise won't leave without you. But I've heard stories about people who say, well, I can beat the prices, the cruise lines marking up these tours.
Yep.
And get on shore and take a tour to some remote waterfall or something. And the tour guy says, okay, your boat leaves in an hour and I'm not taking you back until you pay an extra whatever. So it's very difficult to avoid overpaying.
We're talking with Ed Perkins, our special guest here on the Travel Guys. Ed's with SmarterTravel.com. Ed, you know, I bought some of them, those pieces of artwork that they'll show you, at the dock or wherever you may be, and you get it home, and if you look real close, what do you see?
You see the outlines of a printed, in multiple copies, a printed form that the so-called artist just fills in the colors. You remember that paint by numbers
yeah.
fad that came, mm-hmm. I don't know, a few decades ago?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing. And these people have absolutely no artistic talent at all. All they're doing is filling in the colors in spaces that somebody's already drawn for them.
I put that one at the very, very top of the stairs, about 30 yards from where anybody can get close to it.
So what about online cruise scams, Ed? I mean, is this a danger area also?
Yeah, and it's not really from the cruise line. Apparently, from what I've been able to tell, a lot of people who are fishing use cruise lines as an excuse. I mean, if they know that you're a cruiser, whether they or not they know you actually are going on a cruise or thinking about it or something, they'll send you an email that says, we need more, we're not sure the details in your reservation are right or in your inquiry. Can you tell us a little bit more? And, of course, what they're doing is looking to steal your identity. And so if you've got anything like a suspicious-looking email, particularly if you actually are booked on a cruise, if it sounds like the cruise line, anything like, please verify your credit card number, no, you don't do that.
Ed, also on your list here is fake list prices. This is kind of like buying a cruise is kind of like buying a piece of jewelry sometimes. They say you should never pay list price, but there are some cruise lines that don't discount, so their list prices are pretty genuine. But generally, you say that the list price isn't always the firm price.
That's right, particularly the last month before the sailing. The cruise lines propaganda always says, oh, you save money by buying early, so locking in a good price. No, you don't. The way to get the lowest price on a cruise is to wait till 2, 3, 4 weeks before sailing, when if a cruise line finds, hey, we got 20% of our cabins unsold, you can bet they're going to offer some good promotional prices on those cabins.
And finally, on your list here, you said yes, Mr.
Well,
Romano?
Yeah, before we move on to the next question, I wanted to ask you, there was a recent lawsuit against a bunch of retailers during Christmas for discounting things, you know, 50%, 75% off. And bottom line was, you could not find where they actually charged full price ever for that merchandise. The deal is you can't offer a discount if you've never offered it at a full price. Does cruise lines might fall into that category where they will offer you a big chunk off, but nowhere can you actually find where they ever sold.
Where everyone ever paid that list price. Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure that's the case. I suspect that they have sold some of those cabins at the list price.
All right, and finally on your list here, Ed, you've got the cruise line contract, which is one of those kind of contracts of adhesion that we've talked about on this program before. You have a long list of things here that can go wrong with you on this cruise line contract, but in the 30 seconds we have left here, touch on one or two of them.
They can cancel your trip for any lawful reason without prior notice. They can disembark you. They can require that you accept its refund fees without recourse. You can deviate from routes and schedules without prior notice. Basically, they can do darn near anything they want, and there's not much you can do about it.
That's wild.
So what? Before I let you go here, Ed, what's your wisdom to folks here who are considering purchasing a cruise at this time of the year when many people are doing so?
Deal with a reliable cruise agent. There are cruise special agencies. The big agencies like Travel Leaders and AAA always have access to good cruise deals. Or there are the big online cruise websites are good. And to help figure out what's going on, take a look at a site like cruisecritic.com that has a lot of good information about what's going on in the cruising world.
Might tell you a little bit about the ship some feedback for the ship that you're about to book on also there, huh?
That's right, and including lots of reports from previous cruisers.
Ed Perkins, my friend, stay warm up there in Ashland. The spring and the Shakespeare Festival, the Chocolate Festival in Ashland will be around before you know it. It's nice to talk to you.
Always nice to be with you folks. And I hope you can dry out one of these days.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. We are the Travel Guys. Again, follow along with everything at TravelGuysRadio.com. We'll have a link to Ed and all of his stuff there as well. And I'm going to dash home and immediately throw away that piece of mail I got that had a beautiful picture of a ship right in the front of it, and it said free cruise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All you got to do is call this number.
Free cruise doesn't really exist. So if you got something that says free cruise, you can be pretty much assured that it's going to end up like my two free points nights at the Marriott on Maui a couple weeks ago, where I paid $187 at the end of the two nights for my free rooms. When we come back on the Travel Guys, we are going to give you some information on a brand new community theater that is starting up, and we're going to tell you about some folks who are trying to stop man spreading on planes. Yes, man spreading on planes is the topic on the Travel Guys. We'll be right back.
You can travel by road, you can fly by plane, you can take a ride on this one.
The Travel Guys on the radio. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And Mark,
I have tons of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, tons of stuff to talk
tons
about.
Tons of stuff to talk about here. Let's see, left over from the news. You ever stay in a Carlson Hotel? That'd be Radisson Country Inn and Suites. Ever stay in a Radisson property?
Yeah, no, I probably have. It doesn't jump out at me, but yeah.
And they're giving big, I forgot them. They're another hotel chain that's giving big stay bonuses in the first quarter here. Congress is really worried about security gaps at airports. This finally came out last week, and I've thought about this for a long time. They finally are starting to be concerned about the lack of screening of people who work in the airports, particularly the people who work at minimum wage jobs and stuff like that, you know?
Well, there's been stories, everything from people that are down on the ground around the planes to,
Well, exactly. And I'm sure most of those people are good, honest folks, but, you know, somebody should be making sure that, so apparently the Congress is going to take a look at that. A couple of mileage bonuses if you buy things for Valentine's Day. If you shop at American Advantage members at American's e-shopping site, you can earn bonus miles, and also United Airlines is offering bonuses. So if you haven't gotten that Valentine's Day present yet. And finally, here is this article about stopping man spreading on planes. You know what man spreading is?
Well, I do. It has to do with your posture, your position within your seat, where you're just kind of like spread out.
Exactly. It is a fairly common thing for men, particularly large men, to get on an airplane and sit down. And when they sit down and get comfortable, so to speak, the space that their body takes up outside of the seat is considerably more space than what is allocated to them.
Now, does this spreading that we're talking about, is this just in those front rows where you've got more leg room? Or does that occur, in aisle number 27?
No, ask any small person or average-sized person who travels on airplanes regularly, and they have had this happen to them. The worst thing for it to happen is when you're in the middle seat and you get it from both sides. And so that can be a bit of a problem. And guys have always, the thing has always been, let's see if I can do this here without it getting us thrown off the air, is that guys need more room when they sit down because they have more things to arrange. However,
well put.
Yes, exactly. Well, and I'm not sure that that's completely legitimate, and most women would tell you that bully on that. But anyways, the MTA in New York is taking up the issue by asking, that's the Transit Authority in New York, and they are having the one fare, one seat policy to reduce man, because when you spread your legs, then you're taking up more space. People can't sit.
Right. So we're not talking about just on airlines.
No.
We're talking about
this happens all
light rail
over
or whatever.
Place. And this Caroline Costello from Smarter Travel is reciting a situation on a flight from Boston to Baltimore. She's in a middle seat and she's got guys on both sides of her and they're delayed on the tarmac and she's very uncomfortable. And most of us have had this happen to us at some point in time. A customer of size or somebody has sat down next to us on an airplane, and sometimes it's worse than other times, but sometimes it's just people being inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. And so what some folks are trying to do is make people a little bit more aware of this, particularly men who tend to get on the plane and spread their arms and spread their legs and take up all the space. And then there are two people cowering, one leaning in the aisle and one against the window on the other side. So the Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York is going to come after it. And Caroline Costello says we should stop man spreading on planes, too. She says all it would take is a little courtesy.
There you go.
I'm not sure that I disagree with her. All right, we've been stalling here for a moment. We're waiting for someone to call in for us here from the new Actors Playpen Theater. And since they have not called, why then let's just go ahead and tell you a little bit about the theater and the show. It's a brand new community theater that is in West Sacramento. It's called the Actors Playpen, and their first show is about to make its debut. And it's kind of an interesting show, Tom. You hadn't heard of it.
No, I hadn't. When I saw the title, I go, Lizzie the Musical. I don't know, Tin Lizzie the Band or what?
But no.
Go ahead, tell us what it is, Mark.
Lizzie the Musical is a musical that was done about Lizzie Borden and the, the gal who killed back east, who killed her parents. Many years ago, in 1892, she was the primary suspect for her father and stepmother's murder. Anyways, this is going to be their debut show. It is a rock musical and tells the story of Lizzie Borden. It is the first of three shows they plan to do this year. They're going to do Boeing Boeing, and then they're going to do, this is interesting, a radio reading of It's a Wonderful Life. So as opposed to acting out the show, they're going to have characters reading the show on stage, which I think I've seen that done once, and actually if it's done properly, it's quite fascinating. Anyway, their first show is coming up. They open on February the 17th in West Sacramento, and we have a link to the theater on travelguysradio.com. You can go and see Lizzie the Musical, or later they'll have Boeing Boeing, a brand new musical theater. Tickets are $25, $15 for students. It is the West Sacramento Black Box Theater at 1075 West Capitol Avenue. Speaking of the theater, I am headed off this evening to a special theater presentation downtown. I Love You, You're Perfect Now change at the Sacramento Theater Company.
Well, same to you.
And that should be a wonderful evening. And then we will be back here next week, hopefully, with a show about Hawaii.
Yeah, for those of us that you may have stuck through the entire show because you heard our promo about Hawaii, we apologize. And give us an hour next week. And
we will have Steelgrass Chocolate and Wings Over Kauai and some other good things. We're going to have a very busy program next week. So we'll be here about 3:00. Hope that you can join us. In the meantime, you can go during the week to travelguysradio.com. Just run all those words together, no spaces, travelguysradio.com. And that will give you a link to all of the things that we had on the show today, including some of the things that we didn't even talk about. You can find there at travelguysradio.com. Thomas, I'll see you next week at 3:00. Remember, dance like nobody's watching.
Stay well now, my friends. The news is next. We are the Travel Guys.